Hello, 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 and welcome to the Osonix.com second half of 2009 report. These are sometimes, or were formerly known as quarterly reports, and I kind of let them fall by the wayside because I came to the conclusion that they're not that interesting and somewhat self-indulgent, and I've reluctantly not so much reversed that conclusion as entered into the process of reevaluating it because of the pleasant surprise that the site is getting traffic rather a bit from the Netherlands, which is great because I think that, well, aside from everything else, I'd sure as heck rather be there than in the United States. It's an interesting terrain to navigate, trying to figure out how seriously to take one's own delusions. So I thought I was getting all prudent there and not taking this too seriously, and now it occurs to me that maybe I should be taking it slightly more seriously. But I'm pretty sure that's a wrong turn, and that there's actually, this is sort of a spur to reevaluate this project, and so I'm reevaluating the reports. I think they're going to be a little bit less about the sound of my voice, which is why I'm about to segue in a moment into something that will truly give a representative idea of what I've been up to lately. Absolutely fantastic drummer that I played with in the 90s has reemerged. Got back in touch with me, a guy named Jeremy Bartlett, and I have a recording that we made at the start of one of our jam sessions. We play every week now with Ben Moran, at the start of one of these sessions, he got into a very interesting conversation about the nature of rhythm. So I think that the point of these updates is really just sort of... I don't know. I paid a lot of attention to when the internet first started coming into being. I found that sometimes if you're stuck at work, it's nice to have like any little scrap of content you could get from anywhere just to kill time. So I guess part of the value of this this update is just to say that. The site is an ongoing concern, and there's still some activity, and I'm not quite sure what it is about or why there's activity, but there is. So at any rate, my cat is really making a lot of noise back there. But at any rate, I've been making some music, having some really great experiences playing with Jeremy and Ben, and then with Jeremy and Peter, and... I also am posting some notes this time around for Spirit Form, which is a sort of, for want of a better term, album that I finished about a year ago. And I suddenly had a handle on what to say about it and what to write over the course of a recent weekend when I went to visit a friend, Pierre Jacquelot, for his 40th birthday out at the studio where he works, a recording studio out in Pennsylvania called Hopetown Studios. Had a wonderful time, great studio. It's only going to be open at its current location for a couple of months, but fantastic place. I put a link for it up on the links page of the site. While I was out there, I sort of had an interesting encounter and sort of had a handle on what to write about the Spirit Form album. And one of the things that came to light, I got some feedback from Jeremy that it sort of meanders, which I kind of tackle head on in the notes I wrote, because it does. But I think that's okay, but it's made me think that, well, maybe now it's time to be a little bit less of a dilettante. And if I'm going to keep doing music, maybe take a couple of years and really, really swing for the fences and try to make something, not swing for the fences and in terms of, you know, well, it depends on which fence is. More of a minor league ballpark kind of thing. Whether I should really try to do something that's not dilettante-ish, but something that's really sort of structured and a little bit more written than some of the stuff I've done lately. But then I've been playing with Ben and Jeremy, and these just just recording these improvs, and it's just been some things that are, you know, I don't think we would ever get around to actually repeating, that are just stellar. So I've been thinking I should post some of that stuff soon. And I was thinking I'd post some of it along with this update as a sort of a nod to what's going on, but then I might want to polish it off and make it better, or, you know, I don't know. So I'm not really sure what the heck I'm doing. It could be a while before there's more music, or it could be pretty soon, but music is being made, so this is activity is continuing for any who may be interested, and again, for some reason, it seems like some are, so it's continuing. At any rate, I am putting up a musical update. This is actually something that I worked on probably 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, something called House Searching. It's not stuff that's from this current period, so it's not really a good indicator of what's going on currently, but it's something I did, just me and Ben Moran in a room. Ben's on drums, and I'm kind of yelling. And we really thought very highly of it as a germ of an idea, and kept thinking we were going to get around to revisiting it or doing something about it with Peter Kwan, but it never happened, and now it's sort of on the verge of being dated. But it was a really strong touchstone during the dread Bush years, and maybe it's not that outdated, unfortunately. Maybe its time has come. But at any rate, House Searching, really just ramshackle thing that, you know, in some ways shouldn't see the light of day, and in other ways should, but in a different incarnation. So at any rate, that's the quote, musical update, close quote. And now, without further ado, well, a little bit more ado, but in a moment, Jeremy Bartlett on talking to Ben Moran on the subject of rhythm. So I hope you enjoy that, and I also hope you enjoy the summer to come. I'll at least do an update at the end of the year or in the middle of the year. Maybe I'll get back to quarterly reports. I don't know. But there are some updates on the site. Again, there are the notes for Spirit Form. There's this piece of music, House Searching, and there is music being made. And some of it's quite amazing. Yeah, at some point there'll be more music on the site. So, there you go. Thank you so much for visiting, and it's really quite appreciated. So enough of my yapping. Here's Jeremy Bartlett. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Where does the bass play? Where do the drums play?
Like, right.
You know the expression "in the pocket."
Yeah.
Right? Well, I realized for the first time what that really means, and I think what it means is, like, if you think about a pocket, right?
Like a dip, right? Like that.
Yeah. So it's like. Where it's like, which implies sort of like there's this pocket that
everything falls to.
That could be a little in front of the beat, it could be right on the beat, it could be a little behind the beat, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're playing, like, for example, if we were playing reggae, that pocket would be a little behind the beat.
Okay, so
like
drums,
if we're playing funk,
beat,
it might be like right a little ahead of the beat, you know, like
okay.
An up funk, like a James
yeah.
Brown type
okay.
thing or something, right? And a blues, maybe like a 12-bar blues or a, you know, a 6/8 nice, you know, red house kind of blues or something would be like, that would be a little behind the beat too.
Okay.
So, and I think, you know, what that really means is it's about the sway of, it's about like, if the beat is a circle, you know.
Right.
And you put it on the ground and you think of it, it's got like two poles, right? The up and the down beat.
Okay.
So it's really not exactly a circle, maybe more elliptical.
Okay.
Right. And if you move your body with it, I think it's about your body and your breathing.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I notice, like, if you play behind, when you want to play behind the beat, often your breath, you take an in-breath and it's like, or whatever, and it's like at the end of the breath, it kind of feels like that's where the pocket is, you know? Take that really more symbolically and less, like, actually.
Not literally, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like bass and drums would be together in the pocket behind the beat kind of thing?
Right.
Like we'd still be synchronized, but I wouldn't be playing behind you or whatever.
Right. But if we were playing punk, like a, you know, like a fast punk, like the Misfits or something, you know?
Right.
They're like ahead of the beat, you know? That's why it always feels so racy. You know?
Yeah, yeah, like jumpy, right? Like
yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's ahead of the beat. It's like, and everything's sort of You know, it's like you could cut from either. You can cut. There's a room. You could do like. People will say there are rules, but I don't believe it. Like if you do a swing, it always has to have the same. It's like if it's a triplet swing, you have to stay exactly with the triplet swing.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. When I hear music, I don't hear that. I hear it's looser than that. There's more breathing room. It's like it depends where you are. Like. That's where you are in the song. Are you on a build-up section of the song? Like, are you? You know, sometimes when you're building, you might push it. You push the beat a little bit. You know, it's mostly the drummer's job to do that. But I think that, and I don't like. But when I listen to like really solid bands, it's like the drummer and the bass player really know how to do that good.
Yeah, from knowing each other really well.
Right.
Well, you know,
yeah, and the thing is, you know. You bring things that a bass player would never, like a guy who is just really a bass player all the time, would never bring, because you come from a guitar and I'd say both a melody and a bass background, because as a classical guitarist, you're doing both all the time, right? You know, but that's actually an interesting idea, like to understand it, because I think you're really good at pushing the beat, and I think you're really good at playing like right on the beat. Sometimes I think.
You think you hear me right on the beat sometimes? Like the last session,
yeah.
Like I was aiming to be like right.
Yeah, no, and you mostly
you know
were.
I mean?
Like and you know, there were times when you would like kind of lose the beat a little bit, like
mm-hmm.
as would I.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But that's yes, and I noticed that actually last time it was yeah, like you were focusing on that and you were there, like you
yeah.
were playing the right in the center.
Yeah,
of the beat.
Like I want to be there without thinking about it. You
yeah,
know what I mean like but like two. Well, yeah, I know what you mean about. A little more about like now that I'm thinking about this kind of stuff like coming ahead or like falling behind,
yeah.
I'm playing with it a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and I'll try and like pay better attention, like pay attention to like if you do kind of pull behind a little bit.
I think you.
I'll try to let that throw me.
I
off.
Think you have been though. You know what I mean? Like there's been times where like I feel like I'm like rushing ahead and then we'll like hit the downbeat and you're like right there with me like okay so. I was rushing but like we're together so you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because yeah, yeah, and that's like. Especially when we're totally improvising, like if someone goes with something, you go with them, you
right.
follow, you know.
Right.
That's like the
like,
way.
No, you're wrong. Stop.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
But I think the key of like what we do with this improv stuff is it's all just listening. That's
yeah.
All.
So let's play.
Well, conversation is also.
I know.
But I'll shut up now.
Oh, good. We got it all on tape.